You after group some Fowa prayers to do. So they're a Tibetan, they're very powerful prayers. And what that is, and I say this with great reverence for his soul, of course, if someone has elected to transition, it will make that transition swift. So instead of it being prolonged, it will really expedite things. If they choose to stay, of course, it will help them to recover. So I've done those prayers on someone, honestly, where I thought they had a huge amount of time. I started doing that prayer work, and the very next morning they transitioned. So they're quite powerful. But you don't have to worry, because it works in alignment with whatever the soul choice is. So
okay.
I will send that to you in a short moment.
Okay.
All right. Let me say some prayers on there. You know what? I'll just do the prayers as well for your cousin. So we'll both do them after.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. And last but not least, hi, Joy. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole. Can I have a message, please?
Sure. Hold your head high. Hold your head high. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
Hold your head high. Stay alert. Stay alert. So I'm just going to use me as an example. I used to, had this tendency to kind of check out. So if things got too hard, I got too sad, it was too, emotionally hard, I would find a way to just not stay present. And so what they're helping you to do, and say your name again,
Joy,
is to relax with delight. In other words, you are aligned with this higher source, where as you stay present, that's the point. You have to stay in the room. You have to be open. So let me give you an example. Something happens and it's like, well, obviously the other person's at fault. Obviously it's whatever it is, but surely it has nothing to do with my consciousness, that sort of thing. So as you stay open, as you stay present with delight, meaning that you remember that in all moments you're being served. So it's a little bit like Jenny's message. In all moments you're being served. In your case, in all moments, you are clearing your consciousness. You're moving to higher levels. You're moving to a higher advantage. As you stay present with delight, and say your name again, please.
Joy.
Thank you. You will be offered grand promotion. In other words, you'll see sort of like the mechanics of your consciousness. For example, you'll see if what's really coming up is that you're still holding guilt about something, or you're still holding regret about something, or whatever it may be. But as you stay present, you're going to be offered the keys to the kingdom. In other words, you're going to be shown your next step. So your job is to learn how to arrive. Your job is to know that you're supported by spirit, you're loved by spirit, and that it's safe. Like, I literally see a kid that's like scared of a monster or whatever, hiding their face. Like, it's safe to stay. It's safe to stay in the open. It's safe to stay in the light. There's some, I don't know what it is, but it's like shutting down or deflecting or something, some old tendency that they're helping you to move past. And you're doing it. I literally see you on a trampoline where you've got buoyancy. So it's like you're learning how to tread water. You're learning how to stay afloat. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
Yeah, so they're showing me intuition card. So this is about you staying in abundance, you staying in the light, you like literally learning how to stay open. It's an amazing gift. It's an amazing gift, because the thing is, we can move as long as we're movable. But if we shut down, if we go into depression, if we go into blame, if we start drinking, whatever it is, and we cut ourselves off from the offer, then we never heal. So they're helping you to respond to glory, to respond your name. In English, to stay open to the light. And the light is going to serve you. You're going to start, and say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
Thank you. You're going to start learning your ABCs. In other words, they're showing me like a schoolroom, and the card I pulled is truth. So it is so beautiful. So your biggest thing is just learning how to stay present. You stay awake. So whatever your thing is, depression, whatever it was, it's like learning where it's like, wait a minute, I can just stay with the light. I can just stay with the light. You've got helping hands. You've got helping hands. So you've got this beautiful connection to spirit now that's helping you. So your job is really, like, I see you in this new sports car. You would like it in the physical, I know, but it's like the sports car where it's fun or whatever. I don't know if it's got a stick shift, but the point being, it's like you're learning how to drive it. So it's a little bit of like a new drive. So you're learning how to drive it. So just keep going, because my feeling is you've already started. And you're learning like how to handle it. You're learning how to maneuver in this new way. So a lot of opportunity is heading your way. So as you stay open to the light, as you stay open to the higher privilege, you're gonna find whatever it is, things are gonna be, you're gonna be overcoming things. You remind me of Shauna a lot in that regard, where you're gonna be overcoming some old challenges. So it is very good. And did you have a question?
No, that's great. Thank
you. Okay, you're welcome so much. All right, I think that is complete. Indeed, we surround everyone with our love, our best wishes, yes, for continued journey, continued providence, continued realizations. Until next time, we remain steady on course with you at all times, in all ways. And so it is. So thank you, everybody, for aligning with light, aligning with light. I love Joy's message, because that's what it feels like they're leaving me with. It's like a reminder for all of us to stay in alignment with our higher counsel, our guides, to really realize what's available to us in all moments. And so we're all learning how to offer ourselves that privilege. And they really mean that. Like, we offer ourselves that privilege. So thank you so much. We all get the recording on shortly. And let's see, tomorrow evening at 7 is our next channeling group. And then our next free attunement is going to be Friday at 7 p.m. So much love. And just know that how do I say this? It's like you're receiving a covering. They have me do prayer work of entitlement for all those that follow these teachings. So just know that that light is being offered to you on a fairly consistent basis. You'd be surprised. people are like, I felt you. I'm like, yeah, that's because we're praying on your behalf. So much love to everyone. Be well. And best wishes. Thank you.